Hello, this is Brenda Hoffman with this week's channel. It's titled Stop Planning for the Unknown. Dear ones, we of the universes have spoken several times about how chaotic the next few weeks will be for all Earth entities and the Earth. Even so, you often feel as if you have the correct answers and directions. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth, for those directions have not yet been created. Your assumptions about your correctness are based on your 3D Earth experiences instead of a new world. Granted, you have some inkling of what you want your new world to be. You dream of a life filled with peace, contentment, and joy. Dreams little different than your concept of a heaven filled with angelic beings dressed in white with golden halos and a loving countenance. What you now define as peace and contentment has little to do with what your new world will be like. That is not to say you have never experienced what you are about to create, but instead that you have only done so in dreams and fairy tales. For your fairy tales have more to do with your new being than any of your earth lives. Now, your thoughts likely revert to the emotional and physical pain your fairy tale characters experienced instead of their happy endings. Not because you were limited in your vision, but because you seldom experienced happy endings in any of your earth lives. Many of you think of financial abundance as a large part of your new peace and contentment. Such might be so, but instead of the primary reward or goal, financial stability will be a portion of that contentment. Financial markers have been promoted worldwide because commerce, outer-directed power, and industry were the power holders throughout 3D Earth. So it is, you believe that once you have a financial abundance, you will be content. Even though such might be true, 5D and beyond contentment is more than finances. It is about waking up every day excited about the experiences that are about before you or you created. It is about love for yourself and the love of others, connections of love and joy instead of power struggles. Money will be a minimal portion of who you become. You will not ignore or deny financial freedom, but instead accept it as part of your new world. Not something you strive for, but something that happens automatically as you create what you need when you need it. The old worldview was that you might be rewarded with financial freedom if you worked diligently or were born or married into a wealthy family. Economic freedom was never a 3D given. That freedom was a golden ring almost impossible to grasp as your 3D merry-go-round spun faster and faster, creating stress or physical illness within you. Financial freedom will no longer be a goal, for it will just be, similar to having air to breathe. This is a new age in a new time with new factors to assimilate or achieve. Finances are of the past. Creating a new world is your future. Most of you reading this message have difficulties conceiving of life without financial goals, distractions, or fears. You are so enmeshed in the economic realms that no other world seems possible. Perhaps it will better help you understand this concept if you address it from a historical perspective. Initially, humans were most interested in maintaining their physical bodies through hunting or gathering. Those who were better hunters or more industrious became the leaders, and eventually, kings or queens or whatever titles come to mind. In turn, the majority forced those kings and queens to allow a bit more even distribution of power money. A few hundred years later, democracy became a key concept, even though the envisioned distribution of power and money was never completely actualized. Such is what those of you in 5D or beyond will be creating. Even so, finances will be part of your world until those of you, in power of yourselves, understand that, like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, you have always had the power to create a life of peace and joy. You just never realized that truth. Or more important for this message, it was not time for you to realize that part of your being. Such is your history, but not your future. It is time to shed your preconceived ideas of how or when you will be content and in peace. For you do not yet fully understand what contentment and peace mean in your new world. Do you remember how personal computers changed your world? Multiply those changes by 10,000, and you will barely conceive of how different your world will be within months. Stop worrying, planning, or anything other than resting and relaxing as your physical, emotional, and spiritual being accepts the sometimes overwhelming energies flying through your being and the world the next few weeks. Expect nothing of yourself for now, other than adapting to and accepting your soon-to-be new world. So be it. Amen. Thank you for listening. And as always, all rights are reserved for this blog and every other channel I've created. Feel free to share this content with others, post on your blog, add to your newsletter, etc., etc. But maintain this blog's integrity by including the channel's name, my name, Brenda Hoffman, and source website link, lifetapestrycreations.com. Thank you again. I'll talk to you again next week.